Hello, Daddy. Have you heard anything yet? No. No, I'm here at home and he hasn't phoned up. Oh, I'll never live down the humiliation. Do you think something could have happened to him? Oh, what'll all my friends think? Oh, wait, Daddy. Someone's at the door. Come in. Are you coming right home, Daddy? All right. I'll be here. Goodbye. I said come in. Oh, Cecil. Oh, honey, what happened to you? Are you all right? Oh, darling. Oh, I thought you were
April,
hurt.
Please don't do that.
No, April, don't do that. Of course, you haven't noticed me, but I'm here, too.
Hello, Sally. I was so glad to see Cecil. I didn't see you. I haven't eyes for anyone else when he's here. Oh, honey, honey, we waited and waited at the church for you.
I knew you would, and I didn't care.
You didn't care? Oh, you're joking.
If it's a joke, it's not very funny.
Oh, Sally, dear, would you mind leaving us alone? I want to talk to Cecil.
Hey, no, Sally, you stay here.
This happens to be my house, Cecil.
If Sally goes, I go.
Is something wrong?
My goodness, you catch on quick, don't you, April? That's pretty good for me, isn't it, Cecil?
It's perfect. Well, do we sit down?
Of course, sit down. Well, Cecil, are you going to sit with me?
I'll sit down here with Sally.
I think I know what's happened. Sally's been talking to you.
That's not so, April. I didn't even want to come here. Well, that is not much, but Cecil said I could.
I presume you know, Cecil, that everybody is talking about me.
Well, I'm not going to say anything, April, but I'm
going to... Well, if you're not going to say anything, keep still then, Sally.
So, right to my face.
I wouldn't talk to Sally like that if I were you, April.
Pray, why can't I?
Because I'm telling you not to.
Oh, honey, let's don't quarrel. I'm so excited and nervous, I don't know what I'm saying. What happened to you? Why did you keep us waiting at the church?
You're not the first girl that's been left at the church, April.
I'll ask you to mind your own business, Sally.
That happens to be just what she's doing. Now, wait, Sally. Let me handle this.
Well, I know something's wrong. Someone's been telling lies about me, and I think I know who it is.
You needn't look at me, April. I didn't have anything to do with it.
If you want to know the truth, you had more to do with it than anybody, April.
You talk as if our engagement were broken, Cecil.
It's more than that. It's smashed.
You shut up, Sally.
Well, of all things, I've never had anybody tell me shut up.
Hey, shut up, Sally. Let me tell her why I left her holding the sack.
All right, you tell her, Cecil.
I didn't show up at the church on purpose, April. I had no intention of showing up.
How can you say such things to me? How can you, when you know what I have to look forward to? Haven't you any heart at all?
Ask her, hasn't she got any heart, Cecil? Ask her that.
I'm going to forget that I'm a lady in a minute, Sally Smith.
Well, you never were anyhow. You couldn't have done what you did. Oh, Cecil, hold her. Don't let her scratch me.
April, hey, now, April, sit down. Now, don't start anything.
No, I'm not afraid of you, April Clark.
And, Sally, you keep quiet, too.
I didn't say a word, Cecil.
Well, both of you keep still. Now, April, do you suspect why I didn't show up this afternoon?
Of course. I know why. Sally lied about me.
Oh, I did not. If you say that to me again, I'll leave your house.
Very well. You lied about me. There.
I've changed my mind. I came with Cecil, and I'll leave with him.
First, April, I want to tell you something that I think you know already.
Well, I wish somebody would tell me something.
Well, Cecil is just the boy to do it. He'll tell you things nobody else can.
All right now, Sally, I'm doing this. April, our whole engagement was a mistake.
Do I understand that you're breaking it now?
I should think you would have known it was broken when Cecil didn't show up at the church, April. You're not very smart.
Hey, Sally, please let me get this settled. That day at the office, that day you thought I was proposing to you, April, I wasn't proposing at all.
Are you trying to tell me that I proposed to you?
I wouldn't put it past you, April.
You keep out of this, Sally Smith.
Listen, don't you try and tell Sally what to do.
Who asked you to butt in, Cecil?
Well, how dare you speak to Cecil that way, April Clark?
All right, Sally, no one asked you to hop on April.
No, you have enough to do to tend to your own knitting.
Knitting? Who's knitting? I'm not knitting.
Quiet! What do you think's going on here? A fight? What's better? As I said, April, I wasn't proposing to you. You misunderstood me. And before I could explain to you, you ran and told your father we were engaged.
And it wouldn't surprise me to find out that you knew all the time Cecil wasn't proposing to you.
That's a lie. You did propose to me. You asked me what I thought about getting married. You meant me. You know you did.
April, suppose Cecil had asked you what you thought about monkeys. That wouldn't mean that he thought you were a monkey, would it? Cecil, hold her. She started to hit me.
Hey, now, April, sit down. Will you take this calmly? There's no use blaming Sally.
Cecil, tell her about this afternoon.
Cecil, I accepted you because I loved you. I was even willing to break the engagement myself when I found out I'd be blind in 3 months. Doesn't that prove anything?
And I was going to break it myself until you told me about your losing your sight. Then I didn't have the heart to.
Why are you doing it now? You're just killing me now. You're digging your heel into my heart and enjoying it. Oh, Cecil, send Sally away and let's forget all this.
It's not as easy as that, April. You ought to be ashamed.
April, I was over at Sally's house when you came over there this morning.
You were over there?
In the clothes closet, hiding behind Uncle Thomas's gray overcoat.
What do you mean, you were at Sally's house?
I was there and heard every word you said.
What did I say?
Oh, April, don't play possum. Cecil knows all.
You're not going blind, April. There's not even anything really wrong with your eyes. You made that up so I wouldn't break our engagement.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, tell her, Cecil. Tell her what you're talking about.
I heard you telephone. I heard you ask your doctor to tell me that you were going blind. You wanted a certificate showing that you'd lose your sight so you could show it to me and your father.
All right. What if I did?
Well, I'm glad you're not going to try and deny it.
Why should I deny it? You heard everything. You know the truth now.
Aren't you ashamed, April?
Oh, I had to do something. I knew you'd back out of our engagement and let me be the laughing stock of this city if I didn't stop you. I knew you'd go through with it if I told you I was going blind, so I did.
Well, it didn't work. I found out in time. And when I found out, I took Sally and we went for a drive while you cooled your heels at the church. Maybe it was a dirty trick, but you were playing a dirtier one on me.
What do you intend to do?
There's nothing to do. We're washed up, that's all.
Washed up and ironed out.
Daddy signed over his share in the business to you. What are you going to do about that?
I'll give it back to him.
Oh, here he comes now. That must be Daddy.
Cecil, maybe we better go.
Oh, Daddy, come here. Cecil's in here.
Your father should sure be disappointed in you, April. Oh, hello, Mr. Clark.
Daddy. Oh, Daddy, my heart's broken.
Well, well, what's all this? Here, here, dear, don't cry, don't cry. What's the meaning of this, Cecil?
Oh, Mr. Clark, I'm sorry this had to happen.
Ask your daughter what she did, Mr. Clark.
Well, Shortridge, why didn't you show up this afternoon? You surely have some excuse.
Mr. Clark, I never did want to get married, at least not to April. I'm sorry to tell you this, but it's true. She misunderstood me and announced it before I had time to breathe.
Don't you believe him, Daddy. He's making it up. Sally poisoned him against me.
Well, of all things.
And I was going to tell April all about it. I thought it'd be a mistake to go ahead. But before I could, she told me that she was going blind. Then I didn't have the heart to hurt her anymore. But I found out this afternoon that she had lied. She even tried to bribe her doctor to say that she was going blind.
April, is this true?
Of course not, Daddy. It's the most ridiculous excuse I ever heard of for throwing a girl over. Oh, I want to die.
Shortridge, get out of this house. Get out and take that girl with you. I'm liable to lose what little control I have left and throw you both out. Why, you contemptible scoundrel. Making up a story like that, I ought to break your neck for you right now.